Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Plus and Lil Squay.
Hey guys.
Hey. Howdy.
What's up?
There's no fading out. It's just
hard out. Oh, it's back. It's back. It doesn't want to go away.
We could never get away from beast mode.
Stuck to us.
We can never get away from Midville. I'm still hungover, I think. Yes.
The old gay Midville trip.
It's taken me so long to recover.
I drank a handle of tequila in 2 full days, but then that, and then 2 full days in the evening.
Nice. Drank most of a fifth of vodka and then a little bit of whiskey and then a bunch of beers. Yeah. Just nonstop beers.
Didn't drink any beer. I just drank tequila the whole time.
Tequila.
I broke my inadvertent no water in Midville rule.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, I drink water.
I realized a couple of times.
You decide not to drink water when you go to Midville, or you just don't want the Midville water?
No, it's not an active decision. It's just getting to like Friday evening, Saturday morning, and realize like I have not drunk a drop of water this entire time. Like I'm just using beer to hydrate. It's weird.
Not good, my friend.
You eat beer and hot dogs that are soaked in chili.
They got some water in them.
Y'all
just go down there and just shit. That's all you do down there.
Yeah, I heard it
straight
described.
Straight liquor and wieners.
Yeah, this trip, I heard it described as the Midville Dorito shits. Like this weird, loose orange stool that everybody seems to get when they're down there.
Oh, my God. That's why you don't drink the water at Midville.
Oh, no.
What y'all need to drink more tequila.
What were y'all doing?
Drinking beer, shooting guns, going and getting wood.
Yeah.
Hanging around a campfire, talking shit, listening to stories.
Watching aerobatics.
That sounds really gay.
Of all kinds of sorts, both the drone and remote control airplane kind and the actual airplane kind.
Oh, yeah. We got a flyover, yeah.
Oh, cool.
A few.
Yeah.
Well, one that was intentionally for us.
Our buddy Dick Loverboy got roped into some political discussion at one point in time, and it was hilarious.
That's awesome.
I don't know if hilarious would be how I described it.
They hate you down there, don't they?
Well, let me set the scene for you. We weren't around the campfire. This was the like secondary site. There was just a circle of chairs.
Lord.
Everybody hanging around in here, a couple of campers.
Who'd you vote for?
Big Dave, noted shitster. Big Dave just out of the blue goes, "So, Rhett, you're voting for Biden, aren't you?" And just laid him out there. And one guy's ears kind of perked up, and he got interested, and they all started talking. And then I just watched everybody get up from that circle and just ease away until there were just like 3 of us there.
Now, what he actually said was, are you going to vote for Biden if he's the nominee, as if he's not going to be the nominee on that side?
Yeah.
Still a lot of time. And I said, I 100% will be voting for Biden because he will be the nominee. Yeah. And yeah, that was enough for most of the people that were sitting around. They all left.
Yeah. And I hung around and I fulfilled my promise to myself, which was not to leave Dick Loverboy hanging. And I was just like, full disclosure, I'll be voting for Biden as well.
Do you think that
nobody cared
the older man like go up and ask your dad what's wrong with you, or make fun of him like, yeah, your boy.
There's a possibility, but I think all the older guys like me enough not to call me out like that from my dad.
We still like you, even though you got a queer son.
They might ask, Benny, the owner of the property, who's not my dad, what's wrong with me? I don't think that asks my dad. But.
Can we ban him? Can we kick him out of here?
They may have had more questions about the DJ setup. That was more the old guys saw that than I think witnessed the political conversation. So.
Well, I would say that hopefully no one would have there would be the good taste not to bring that up in front of the old dudes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's just not fair. Even though like the only reason it was brought up was because I was highly outnumbered.
Yeah.
But then once everybody cleared out, it was 2-on-1 our side.
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, Dave, who brought it up, he stuck in the conversation just long enough to say that he didn't believe that there is a right to privacy in the Constitution so that women can't get abortions.
Because
somehow these two things are mutually exclusive.
What?
I had a sidebar with Big Dave at one point in time, and I was like, that's interesting. That whole point about there not being a right to privacy in the Constitution, I don't know anything about that. I don't have any information. I'm going to look into it and see what I can figure out. But okay. Interesting point, I suppose.
Privacy.
Interesting ultra-conservative point that they're using to strip rights away from people left and right.
Right. Well, mostly left and mostly women. But I did end up having a pretty interesting conversation with a different person that brought the whole damn thing up, that was wild. Some of the things he was saying was wild. But he would say something that just like would blow my mind, and then I would say something, and then he would agree with me.
Yeah.
He would say like one thing, and then he would say four other things that would contradict that one thing that he said. But you know, it basically came down to he just doesn't think that anything other than white males should have any kind of rights.
Jesus. I had talked with him a couple of years ago and realized that like he doesn't really speak up that much about stuff, but like low key he is the most like ultra conservative one there, like worse than all the old guys, I think.
Oh, for sure. His whole reasoning for everything like came back to religion, and at one point I was saying are you really religious? Because it's, you know, all this stuff is like morals and this and that. And because you can't have morals if you're not religious.
Bullshit.
And he was like, yeah. And I said, you could have fooled me by the way you act down here. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's such a weird, thing to fall back on if you're acting like a heathen for you know the entire time that I see you throughout the years of these three random days. But
yeah,
I
could never go down there.
Yeah, well, that answers my question, because we were going to invite you for next year.
I'm going to go, but Jesus Christ.
I think it would be interesting. I think you should entertain the possibility.
I mean,
I'm sure I'll have fun.
And first of all, they're very kind to new people.
Yeah.
And would never like try to say anything or try to get you involved like a really provocative conversation or anything like that.
Challenge accepted. Yes, I accept your invite. And yes,
but we're, you know, they're seems like they're actively like, yeah, let's invite more people down here to this thing, which I've never felt, you know, it's not my thing,
right?
You know, I never felt like I could really invite anybody. But more tertiary people are coming and inviting people.
More what?
Tertiary?
Tertiary?
I don't think they would like to be described that way. I don't think they would understand what that word means, but I don't think they would like to be. I think they would bristle. Like, what the fuck is tertiary?
Shit. I'll have to get an outfit and everything.
Man, we're not arranging goddamn shrubberies down here. It's topiary.
Yeah, man. I'll go down there and drink tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot some guns.
He's back in.
Yeah. No, I didn't think that was going to come up of being like, oh, we were going to invite you. I was just saying, like, oh, you know how I can be. I was like, we probably shouldn't bring old little Squeak down there with us. He could really ruffle some feathers. You know.
I don't think ruffling feathers is a big deal. You know, clearly it's not an issue for any of them.
Yeah.
But you know how sensitive those kind can get. You know what I mean? When you really make fun of them, I might be too woke.
Well, you're definitely too woke.
I don't think I'm that woke, though.
No?
I'm more lazy.
Yeah,
like I just, most of the time I don't give it. It's another woke thing that we got to worry about. It's like, shit, can't keep up with it.
I, for one, am glad y'all had that conversation. I thought it was entertaining and interesting, and like everybody was being civil. I think I said something at some point in time about like it's really important for people to have these fucking uncomfortable conversations.
No,
like,
they are. They should.
You need like you need your ideas pushed back on, or else you can get way off into the middle of nowhere and thinking.
Yeah.
For example, I'm not saying they shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm just saying that things went have gone to shit since they were allowed to vote.
I'm not racist, but...
It's like, well, what are you saying?
Oh, no, it wasn't just racist. It was also sexist.
Yeah. Well, no, I gathered that. I, you know, I figured.
So, like, but by that logic, he's talking about, like, the 19 teens is when did women get their right to vote?
Women's suffrage with early 1900s,
1911 or something like that.
So is that where the country really went to shit?
Apparently.
Is that where we really fucked up?
But I didn't think at the time, like, a lot of other things have happened that have affected the course of history other than just letting women and black people vote. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that happened. Like, it's not just that.
Yeah.
But didn't think about that in the real time when it was happening. So
it all just sounded to me like you either only get your news from weird YouTube sites or Fox News. So that there's this idea that society has been going downhill for, you know, since the 50s.
Jesus.
The 50s were the height of American civilization.
It's no different than what they claim that the government was doing with COVID and the scare tactic with that. It's the same person
as an anti-vaxxer, for
well,
sure.
Well, it's the same fucking thing. It's like, Jesus Christ, come on. Why can't we just chill the fuck out?
Yeah.
I think it all starts with the churches. We got to get rid of the churches.
If we get rid of the churches.
Yes. There's too many of them. Well, there's like.
Here's what you do. You just tax them. So, and that will get rid of a lot of them.
They should be double taxed because they're way behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, they haven't been paying
for the reparations.
While. Yeah. Just think of the wars that we could fund with that church money coming in.
No shit.
Jesus.
I just think there should be a higher standard of them having to show the benefit to the community that they're having.
It's offset by them not being taxed.
Like, I think you need to show your work on that one. We do a soup kitchen, or we have a clothes closet, or we do this, that. I mean, just to at least have some bullshit you can present.
We have plenty of fucking churches where we could house homeless, have them place sleep, warm place. Have their feet washed, and then what they do at church?
Yeah, they do a lot of feet washing.
Feet washing,
yeah.
A lot of feet washing.
Yeah,
and those crummy little fucking little wafers you could give them and feed them.
You know what you do? You just trim the toenails and make those of the wafers.
Oh, or like the dry skin that's coming off their scalp.
It would really be the body then. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's you got a point. And I'm sure you're getting plenty of blood.
Somebody write this down. I think we got a business.
We got it recorded. We'll go back and listen to it like we always do and take notes. Because we'll remember this on the next podcast that we do a year from now.
Maybe one of our six fans will actually remember it.
If they're not like gagging on that one and thinking about it. Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Like this toenail clipping body of Christ shit. That's like a bridge too far.
You get the right group of homeless people, you could probably get five or six, you know.
Five or six from each one?
Five or six, yeah, from each one.
Oh, each toe.
Not each toe, but
I don't
each
know. Some of them could be.
Maybe
nice.
Each foot.
Each
maybe,
foot.
Maybe you get one.
Fucking harvesting wafers off the homeless.
If you can get six,
Jesus Christ.
Six per foot, that's.
Oh my God.
Foot of Christ. The foot of Christ. The nail of Christ.
Yeah, the clippings of Christ compels
see what
you.
Plus, you chew on it for longer, it would last for longer. You can't just swallow a toenail. You gotta let that sit in your mouth and like
Jesus.
Soften up, you know?
Get
what
it
mean?
Stuck in between the teeth.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
floss to get a little extra work there.
Right.
So when gross. Did toenail clippers become an actual thing? Like scissors and clippers are fairly recent in human history, right? Before that, you had to chew that shit off, right?
Or, I guess.
You just peel it off.
Yeah, it's at a certain point.
How thick is your big toenail? You can peel that?
Yeah, toes are tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, when did emery boards come around?
Yeah, you could just scrub them on a rock, I suppose, yeah.
Or just break, you know, a lot of toenail breaking happening, too. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you had your servants. You had your toenail servant.
Oh, right.
He or she, yeah, probably a she, would come and bite the tips of your toenails off when they got too long.
Just gnaw on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh,
to chew my shit. Nails.
God, we need to get peasants again.
Just going like down the front servants. Of your toes like an ear of corn. Just. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. You got to use those molars too. You got to get it deep in the mouth. Oh.
I was thinking that was more of an incisor job.
Yeah, molars. Nah, not for that big toe.
You got to really get it started.
You get that hangnail.
Really peel that thing off.
You start ripping, you get that ingrown toenail.
I think I'm going to be sick after this one.
Probably.
This is pretty gross. But yeah, I mean, my theory is this is like tax the shit out of churches. And I think it'll help out and we'll have better roads. We can really dominate in the war game. We'll just have the funds there to really push it.
You think that would be enough for them to be like, all right, we're in that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, tax shit out of it. I mean, why do they get a pass? Why do they get a pass? Look how many of them are just getting so filthy rich down there in Houston, Texas, with those big mega churches.
Right.
Just being able to stash $40,000 behind his John in a wall.
Yeah.
Just save, man, I think it was more than that.
Was it Joel Osteen?
Yeah, fucker.
Well, you've seen the video of they caught Kenneth Copeland. I think he may be the richest mega pastor. He's an older guy. He has the most demonic, evil looking eyes I've ever seen. Like, they're beady and sharp. And, like, but it's him outside of an airport explaining to them why God wants him to ride around in a private jet, why that's important.
Spread the word.
And it's just like, who goes to this man's? I mean, just look at him. Just look at his face. You trust that man?
That's fucking insane.
Oh, but yeah, I went in a little rabbit hole one day and started looking it up, like his mega church, which is attached to his airport and all of his property and like just the millions and millions and millions of dollars how down there. And it's like, I don't think Texas is getting that much good out of not taxing this man.
But how people buy into that person is the one.
Yeah, yeah.
That person is the one that is that can spread the gospel. Mm.
Well, it's the same
truth.
Reason that conservatives will want no taxes on millionaires and billionaires is because they think that they are going to be that one day.
Yeah.
And they think if they go to this church, it's the whole prosperity doctrine. God's going to give me everything I need and more. The more I give, the more I get.
Yeah, it's a weird thing how society looks at those billionaires.
I'm going to be a billionaire one day.
Yeah, it's like, well, he got $1 billion. He must be the smartest man in the world. He knows everything. He knows how to do it. Yeah, no, what he knows how to do is fuck people, okay? He or she knows how to fuck people, and fuck you. They're fucking you without you knowing that they're fucking you.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
God.
A lot of fucking happening.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not the good kind either. Mm-mm. Not the fun. No consent.
Well,
it's no consent.
Depending, it might be fun.
Oh, that's true.
So wait. I don't think we delved deep enough into the fucking DJ setup at Midville. So this guy goes off to the edge of the woods behind the barn, and we look up. He's got a fucking hammock down there between two trees. He's got him a little covered up spot, and then right there, he's got his little the podium that's in here now, the Heads or Cocktails podium. And he was just down there mixing some music, and I was like, this is interesting. I'm curious to see how this goes over and who's going to be the first old man to stumble down here. And what in the fuck is this?
Boy, you gay.
But it went over so much better than I thought it would. Like, the old man that I was hoping it was.
Music brings people together.
Oh, yeah. But he wheeled up on his golf cart and hung out for a little bit, and I was curious to see how he would take it. Then the next night, after Dick Loverboy had gone back a little early, at one point in time, he comes around in his golf cart. He's grabbing up Big Dave. He's like, let's go find some music. And I was like, oh, he wants to hear some DJ music. Sadly enough, Dick Loverboy is no longer with
us.
He had to leave early.
I wonder what they went and listened to.
Went down to the fire and listened to deeper and deeper cuts of Rush.
Okay.
Like, want to hear a popular Rush song? Nope, we ain't playing. We'll play the first couple of seconds of Tom Sawyer, but then we're going to fast forward right to something deep from like 2112. I can't remember what those albums are called.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I did learn about Wet Willie, which Doc clued in. It was like, oh, I'm familiar with Wet Willie. I'm from Savannah. It's a daiquiri bar down on River Street. I was like, yeah, I know. But no, it's a fucking Southern rock band that I'd never heard of called Wet Willie. They're a lot more like funk influenced than most Southern rock bands.
Do you think just in the audience people are just giving each other Wet Willies? Oh, God. How gross is that?
Yeah. It was
earwax going into the fucking mouth of somebody and then back into someone's other ear canal.
It was introduced to us as biker music. And so there is a part of me that's like, I don't know if I want to look too deep into Wet Willie because I feel like it might get into some questionable areas at some point in time. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I didn't hear anything too crazy when the few tracks that we heard. But
okay.
Yeah.
Wet Willie.
So if you can drop some Wet Willie into your DJ set, Lamar would shit his pants.
Oh my God, that's what I want. It's for Lamar to shit his pants.
He also might just
sounds
shit
like
his
he
pants
already
anyway.
Does. It sounds like he's one.
No, it sounds like he always does.
Is that how he talks? Fuck yeah.
But he's a fucking trooper, stayed up later than everybody, and then would declare himself the winner when everybody's like, "All right, we're off to bed." He's like, "I just so y'all know I'm the winner. I won."
I will say that me and Chris told him he was the winner and let him win, but then stayed up later than him.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
So you know who actually won? This guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, he definitely won down there. That's for sure. You came back the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Victorious. Yeah, but I will accept the invitation if it is presented to me.
Awesome.
And I will mosey on down to Midville.
I think you should.
I mean, I don't mind a good shithole. You know what I mean?
Shithole?
I mean, come on.
How are you with gathering wood? Are you're wiry. You're strong, right? You can lift some. You can heave some wood.
Come over to my house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gathering little sticks all the time.
Little sticks? Little sticks don't go around here, Savvy.
Well, how you get started? You got to have good, dry little sticks, and then the little sticks start the bigger sticks.
Oh, no.
Bigger
sticks get start it with diesel.
Big pile of shit and some diesel fuel.
I know y'all guys blow shit up down there. I'm fucking making fun of myself, okay? Jesus Christ. I'll frolic through there and find stuff in the woods.
But they did put on the feed, so yeah, it's Thursday. We left from down there on Sunday. Apparently, Benny threw a box into the fire today, and it just went... that bed of coals is still there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Keep the leaves away.
Man, that sounds like fun.
There's fishing. You can go out in the canoes and the John boat.
Oh, wet a hook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can go hunting if you want.
Yeah,
they'll probably loan you a rifle.
Yeah. I had some fried rabbit. They went out night rabbit hunting. I'm not sure if that's legal. We probably shouldn't post this episode. Now that I think about it.
We were spotlighting some rabbit, man.
Showed back up with a brace of conies.
No deer this year, though.
No deer. No little baby deer.
Baby deer.
Yeah, they had a very, very small deer one year.
They're the best kind.
Tender.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to keep them in a small crate so they can't get big. But they get fat and juicy.
Mm-hmm. You just eat them buttery.
God damn. I love some butter. I put butter on everything.
Well, I hear you.
Butter on everything. Man, I've been in a fucking baked potato kick lately.
Really?
Fuck yeah. Smothered in butter.
Yeah?
Open that motherfucker up and put a whole stick in it.
Damn.
Why then not? Another stick on the other side. You make that fucking... Yeah, a pool of butter.
Right. It sounds like you're eating butter.
Fuck, it's
with
so
a little
good,
potato
though.
On the side.
It sounds like you're going through a butter phase.
Well, you got to have something there, you know, to kind of, you know, lump it up a little bit.
I'm a sour cream man. I like sour cream on
fuck
potatoes.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, sour cream.
Fuck yeah. Some cheese, too.
Mm.
Yeah,
chives?
Oh, I fucking love chives. Chives are so good.
I don't like the crunch that necessarily.
Fuck off.
What about bacon? Like you don't crunch. Like crunchy bacon on there? I like my bacon slimy and soft.
I like a good beef stick instead. Oh, Jesus.
God, kind of emptying out the fryer on Sunday was kind of shitty, but there were a couple of clumps of bacon just hovering in the bottom of the fryer oil.
Oh, yeah.
Did you try it? Did you
no,
take a little
no.
bite out? You did, didn't you?
That went on the fire.
You
no.
son of a bitch. You took a little nip of that, didn't you?
No.
You don't want to admit it.
On Saturday, when they were making bacon, they reached down in there with the tongs and pulled out a piece of bacon from Friday. Quite burnt.
Did someone eat it?
Yeah, the deep frying bacon. That's a new thing.
Oh, and you got to experience the deep fried canned biscuits.
That shit was delicious.
The backwoods beignet.
Yes. Oh. Deep fried biscuits with powdered sugar on them. As it turns out, excellent.
Jesus Christ. Has anybody died down there yet?
Those fucking, those canned biscuits that are layered, there's so much butter in them.
Oh, yeah.
When you fry them, it's
That's why they're so good. Yeah. Butter makes everything better. It's like salt. Salt and butter, man. It's so fucking good.
I was about to say nobody's died down there, but somebody did die down there, but not during the Midville trip. Like there was a guy that drowned in the pond way, way, way back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard this story.
Sounds a bit suspicious.
Do you remember the story about the guy that ends up with him talking to the kids and going, "Y'all boys crazy drinking up all Uncle Charlie's Schaefer lights." The guy who said that was the one that, yeah, went into the pond.
Uncle Charlie?
No, it wasn't Charlie. He was talking about Charlie.
Okay.
I forgot his name. George, I think his name was.
Oh, sure.
But no, so far nobody has died in Midville during Midville Week.
Yeah, it's really only Midville when it's Midville Week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I gotcha.
Like triple the population of that town.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's impressive. And there's just nothing else down there, right?
Well, there are two gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's Dollar General now. That's their, what they call it. It's their, the Midville Mall.
Oh, nice.
That's what they call it, the Dollar General.
Soon they'll build another one right across the street from it. Two of them there.
Actually, there's three gas stations. There's one more down by the river that's got like two pumps.
Oh, shit.
By
I don't actually know. The pumps are still there, but they may not work. It may just be a little convenience store.
Hmm.
I think that's where all the good bait is.
Oh, down by the river.
Yeah, down by the river.
Of course, that's where they're good. Everything's wet down there. So got to keep bait wet.
We didn't go to Coleman's Lake this year, so but apparently it's back up and running.
Oh, yeah.
It's back up and running. What do you mean? What happened to the lake?
That's just the name of the establishment that's beside Coleman's Lake.
Oh. Was that like a restaurant or something?
It is a restaurant, bar-ish.
Oh.
Last time we went there, it was like plywood.
Fuck yeah.
Like bar set up.
Fuck yeah.
Rustic. Yeah. Very rustic.
And it's just beer that they serve?
It's been a while. I think I was drinking liquor.
Okay. I feel like I remember seeing a girl bellied up to the bar and thinking, is she wearing two or three knives on her belt?
That I want to see.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's what I want.
I was like, she's kind of cute, but also scary.
Yeah, but can handle herself. You know what I mean? That's a good, sturdy woman, it sounds like.
Yeah, sturdy. Yeah.
Yeah. Boop. Probably built the bar.
She carved that shit out of plywood.
Brought all that plywood in and hammered it together. Come on, boys. Time for a beverage. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know anything about Midville.
You're going to find out in about 1 year.
God damn, I am excited. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the calendar and tell my wife, baby.
Well, you can't put it on the calendar yet because we won't find out until about December what week it's going to be.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in this, like, go ahead and put it in her head that, hey, I don't care what the fuck happens. Anybody dies or whatever, I'm missing the funeral. I got plans. I got to experience this before it's no longer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you know, if Biden wins the election, he might outlaw Midville Weekend.
Oh fuck!
So
because he hates freedom. I don't know why you don't understand this.
Yeah,
he hates freedom and good times. They want you to be a communist.
Yeah,
a sad, sad communist.
Yeah.
Oh, a sad communist.
No, they're all sad.
Are they?
They're just jealous of our democracy.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is a happy communist. I guess the whoever's on top, right?
Sure. I mean, that's usually the case.
Whoever's
on top is
not
the happiest.
True communists, though, right? They're faking it just to have control.
Right.
You know, because they're doing
everyone
all
those else
that
is the communist,
them,
too.
Yeah.
They know it's bullshit.
He's like, I fucking hate you, fucking communist, but I'm going to rule you.
Oh, yeah.
God, I wish I had that. I wish I had that it factor. That like dictator factor, you know.
Right.
I really wish I could fucking make people do what I want.
Yeah, you can go see the Dictator Tots this Saturday at Nowhere Bar.
Oh shit, really?
That's right.
They're playing, and our buddy George's birthday also.
Boxo.
So I highly recommend. Will this podcast be out before that show? Probably not.
Probably not.
Hopefully we had fun on the Dictator Shot show.
We'll tell you about it next.
Did they bring the bread cannon, I wonder?
Oh, God. A fucking bread cannon. Yeah.
Such a small venue for a cannon.
And then they roll people with the toilet paper.
Oh, my God. The Cheeto cannon was my favorite. Cheese balls. Shooting cheese balls all over the place.
That's kind of nice. I hope there was a lot of white shirts that night.
Yeah, the floor after an old school tot show. Woo.
Oh, man. Yeah. Disgusting. Well, that's fun. God. Ugh. I think I already got to go to a dumb birthday party. A different. Well, let's skip that. Like, I can't wait. I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. The only cure, tots.
Yeah, tots. Gotta have some tots.
So, were you satisfied with the results of Heads or Cocktails?
Yeah, I was satisfied.
Oh, yeah. First one in 4 years? Is that what we finally figured out?
Yeah.
Was it really 4 years?
Just under four years.
Yeah. It was March. We were 2 months off.
Yeah. I thought it went well for not having... For not having done it.
Those contestants were 4 years. Plowing through those drinks at an impressive pace.
Well, you know, that can happen. Yeah. We've seen worse. We had to deal with worse.
I don't know. Have we?
Yes. Yes. Remember the tequila night when we started at Nowhere?
Oh,
that was early.
Almost 3 hours long.
Yeah. That one was ridiculous.
Why don't I remember any of the ones at Nowhere Bar? Like, it's just
those do seem like those went quick. Like, we weren't there very long.
Yeah. We did like six or seven maybe there.
That's a lot though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel that way. It feels like we just kind of warmed up with one or two there, and then we were down at Little Kings.
Did we sit like on the floor facing the stage?
We did.
Okay, we weren't on the back of the stage facing out. Okay, I'm trying to build my memory back of this.
But we were also that way at the beginning at Little Kings.
We're down front with our back to the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to know how much more shit we can get up on stage while we do it. Really, really get that thing crowded.
Yeah, COVID.
I'm kidding.
Weirdly led to a whole like living room set up on the stage now. Like there's furniture and like side pieces of furniture and shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it was a challenge.
It wasn't that bad. It was fun. It was great.
Yeah. It was great. We're looking at doing another one the third Thursday in March.
Oh, shit.
I believe is the 23rd?
Is it 23rd or
21st?
21st.
Oof.
Uh-oh. All right. Oof. Heads or cocktails? No, third. Question mark?
It is the 21st.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good for a little squeak there.
Oh, I can make it work. Oh, God. Yeah. Look, I'm excited. Like, I got a soft invite to Midville. Okay.
Well, we've got to put it in front of the full committee.
I understand that. That's why I said soft. It's still limp. It's not a hard fucking invite. You know what I mean? It's like there's got to be a lot of fluffing going on maybe to get this going.
Here's the thing. Just the job that you do alone will like be enough for you to be able to talk to all those guys.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
I never...
You won't get rid of that. I know how to get rid of that. Yeah.
You start being the guy they call for.
Yeah.
Don't give out your phone number. Yeah. No contact information.
I can go check it out. I got my rabies vaccination. I'm good. I'll go see if it's positive. Don't worry, guys. That raccoon ain't shit.
Yeah. You get rid of organic matter. Is that what you said?
Just don't look it in the eyes. Yeah.
If I were to have an excess of organic matter that needed to be disposed of, can you be discreet about it?
Seen a lot of cutout pig butthole. Split.
Wait, really?
Right down the tooter. Yeah.
Cutout pig butthole.
Well,
like they rim
like,
around
they're
the...
They're split.
Oh, gotcha.
Kind of cut out.
Like split the donut in the middle?
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. A lot of horse heads.
You said you love horse heads?
I do like a good horse head.
I love them.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. So, anyway.
Some of the guys in Midville were a little sad about Toby Keith passing away.
Yeah, see, that's where I'd have to bite my tongue on that one.
Yeah, you didn't want to tread on that one. People have strong feelings about old Toby Keith. Yeah,
he's not that great.
They would be willing to put a boot in your ass because it's the American way.
Well, is it really? I mean, was he a true American? Apparently, God wanted him dead. So, yeah, took away his voice, dickhead.
Did he?
I don't know.
I know he had stomach cancer.
Well, I mean, you know, ultimately took it all. Yeah. Took him everything away.
Oh, yeah. True. Good point.
Like, you had a good run, asshole.
But see, that was the weird thing, too, because it was like Toby Keith and Carl Weathers died like almost back to back. And I was more bummed about Carl Weathers. I was like, man, dude makes everything I've ever seen him in. He makes it better.
That's true. Get soup bone.
Yes.
Get soup bone.
Happy Gilmore, Chubbs. Oh, my God.
Stew bone.
God damn.
Got yourself stew.
Is it stew bone? No. Oh, I thought it was soup bone. Either way,
you get a stew going.
Get bone.
But he's one half of one of the greatest memes ever. That one of him and Arnold slapping like, Dylan, you son of a bitch. And the huge fucking arms. Oh, my God.
He was ripped.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he was taking.
All of it.
You think he's all of it?
Yeah.
I was Natch, I think.
You think that was natural?
He was a football player. I didn't realize that. He played professional football for a while. Definitely not on steroids.
Yeah, but back then they were all on it. They were fucking pumping that shit. Some old Brian Bosworth type shit, you know what I mean?
I need to get me some steroids.
God damn, I've thought about it. I really have. I really have.
Oh, and then while we were down there, fucking news pops up and it's just like, fuck, Alexei Navalny just died. I don't think I'm going to bring this one up to anybody down here except for Rhett. I like slid over to him. I was like, you see about Navalny? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, because I got texted at 7 o'clock in the morning by my wife. After being up till 3 in the morning drinking tequila. Like, oh, what is it?
It's like, I understand that you're all torn up about this, honey, but damn, this could have waited until 10:30. This is 10:30.
And I'm sure you're like, fucking good. I'm fucking glad. I'm going back to sleep.
What am I supposed to do about this right now?
Yeah.
I was just asleep and hungover. Now I'm fucking sad.
Wait, you don't think I was going to find out when I woke up? Do you not understand what happens down there?
They do have cell phone service down there.
God damn.
Oh, they fucking blew up Tannerite this year, too.
Oh, shit. I never saw them actually hit it.
I saw the video.
They kept shooting and missing, hitting everything else. They couldn't hit the goddamn Tannerite.
Kept getting closer and closer. Yeah. Somebody finally shot it with a pistol.
What'd they have it tucked into?
They were... Okay, so the Tannerite comes in these little, like... I don't know how big the little containers are. Like, a couple inches across.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen them.
And they got a bigger container, and they were alternating Tannerite, I think, in gunpowder, and Tannerite and gunpowder and Tannerite.
What the fuck?
And I think maybe they fucked up the... maybe adding stuff to it fucks up the ratio and makes it not as volatile, I guess, or something. Because they were shooting.
How
they put it.
That work?
They put it next to a tree across the field, probably like a couple hundred yards out, you think?
And no, not a couple hundred yards.
150?
Maybe like 75 or 80 yards.
That's close.
It's longer than that. I don't believe it.
From where they were shooting out in the middle.
Well, no,
of the
they
field.
Eased out to like within 75 yards of it, I think. Because I was like, one of them is gonna get their fucking face blown off, and
yeah.
We're gonna get all this on video because everybody's sitting there with the camera phones out. Mm. But I had to pee, and I missed the actual when they finally hit the. They hit a smaller thing in Tannerite, and
it blew up.
Yeah. But it wasn't like overwhelming. I was thinking maybe some windows were gonna rattle in the barn, but not too bad. But yeah, the big container they had done, as it turns out, they went out and got it, and he hit several times. Like, it just went through it. Like, we saw some smoke puff up, but it never actually set it off. Because we were, that's the hope was to hit that and blow it up, and then we watch a tree just fall down.
God damn.
And then have to explain that to the man that owns the place. I'm like, yeah, sorry about your tree, BT.
Yeah, I hope I get to go. Man, I'll fucking blow up a tree.
Oh, yeah.
The gas you got right now, you could probably do it without a gun.
Oh, you're one to talk, Mr. Fuck. Are you fucking stupid?
No, I'm not. I'm
yes,
not stupid.
They did. Man, this motherfucker got me going up some stairs the other day where it's just like. Just I'm right behind him coming up the stairs.
Oh, you pulled that move?
Yeah.
Oh, put it put it in your mouth,
in
sir.
In a fucking closed-in stairwell. Just fucking.
Oh, my God.
This is a made-up story.
The made-up story, your ass.
He took me on a field trip to a fucking lighthouse, and then we were going up that spiral staircase and just farting the whole way.
all the time, this guy.
That's rough. The fucking Putin in somebody's mouth like that. Man. That's nasty.
Man, and he asked me a question right before he did it, so I was like answering and just like fucking inhaled it all. He set me up. Son of a bitch.
You'll taste my stink.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're doing the Mr. Smith from The Matrix. I can smell your stink. Sickens me.
That's something
it's the
else.
Smell.
I tell you. Okay. There we go. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you guys having a good 2024 so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah.
I don't complain, though.
What the fuck ever?
Oh, wait, no, that's my New Year's resolution is less complaining.
That's what, yeah, don't complain anymore.
Failed.
Yeah. I like how it makes fun of me because that motherfucker complains just as much as I do, though. Jesus Christ.
I complain about real stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah. I mean, he does. He complains a lot about other people's driving.
I mean, that's
valid.
I just want them to get out of my way. That's all I want. Just get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
They don't do it.
They don't.
I was, when I left Midville, I almost got in a fucking wreck. I was going into Louisville, and I was like, man, a McDonald's cheeseburger would hit the spot right now. And so I went past McDonald's and then went to turn left. And just threw my blinker on and then just started turning and there was a fucking car coming. I was like, I never saw it. I was just that exhausted. Like, it surprised the shit out of me.
That's the worst feeling.
And then I slammed on brakes and was halfway in their lane. And then I was like, I don't want to get pulled over because I've got fucking booze and drugs and guns.
Yeah,
all sorts of shit.
I did that once. But I got hit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was doing some things I wasn't supposed to. Just didn't see the car pulled out in front of me, and he hit me right in the driver's side door. Talked my way out of that ticket, though.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sirree. Had to pay for some damages, and as I agreed to do that, led us on our merry way.
Wait, talked your way out of the ticket with the cop, like?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. It wasn't like you talked to the guy out of calling the cops to begin with.
No. Mm. We had to call the cops, and I was like, you know what? That was my bad, buddy. I'll pay for that. He was like, well, it turns out we had a mutual friend. And well, I just kind of talked that up. And then when the cop got there, he was like,
smart.
Sir, I'd like to go ahead and say we have worked this out amongst ourselves. Good old gentleman's agreement. If you'd like to witness the handshake that takes place. And
that makes it official. It's law now. Once you witness this handshake.
But anyway, yeah. Had some had a passenger with me. I said, shut the fuck up. Don't say a fucking thing. Keep your fucking dirty mouth shut. You hear me? Wipe your nose. And then, yeah.
And later on, she married him.
No, he did not marry me. He no longer saw me after that.
Oh, you freaked him out?
No. It was time to cut ties. That part of my life and kind of,
Yeah, because if he ever told the story about how he was blowing you and you got wrecked, then there's
a
huge problem.
Right. I had to go into a bit of recovery, if you know what I mean, on that one.
You didn't have to kill that guy, did you?
No.
I mean, oddly enough, nobody ever saw him again.
I didn't kill that guy at all, no. I just, decided as like, hey, tell your story, but just somewhere else, not around me or any other else I know. And we weren't good friends. I was using him. You know what I mean?
What? There's so much
take
to
it
this.
How you want. Yeah.
It sounds like he took it how he wanted.
Make your own story, okay? I give you the freedom there. Be creative with that one. You just pitch your little squeak however you want with a dude in the passenger seat and us getting rammed by a Dodge Ram.
You got to see that one coming a mile away.
It was a fucked up turn. So what happened?
You were unable to dodge and you got rammed.
Yeah, this is true. God, it was all slow motion too. Like when you see that coming, and it's just like you just tense up and you know it's coming.
Yeah.
It's right in the fucking side of the ribs right there.
Mm.
But no, I had looked. I was coming out of a neighborhood, but where the neighborhood was positioned to the left, coming out of the neighborhood, it was like it was a turn that people came into and then uphill. And it was kind of, it wasn't like straight on. It was kind of hard to see. And then to the right was similar, where it was kind of a curve around. So I see this Honda come first from my right to left. Watch that go. Then I look back to the right just to see if another car's coming, and then decide to go. But he was fucking hauling ass up, because the people that, it was a fucking great turn to like drive fast and like come up. It was just really fun to fucking hit that part of the Tucker Mill Road.
Sure.
I'll never forget it. Yeah, I was coming out of my buddy's neighborhood. And he wasn't in the passenger. That wasn't my buddy in the passenger seat. We were just,
oh no, we didn't.
We were turning around in that neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Had a cul-de-sac in the neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing, cul-de-sacs.
Yeah.
So
cul-de-sacs, you know.
No.
Yeah, you call it cul-de-sacs, yeah.
No. No sex. But yeah. But man, I got fucking god damn. I'll never forget the right in the side, right in the kisser. But anyway, that's my story on that.
That's a good one. That's a good story.
Yeah. Totaled that fucking car, but I drove it home, parked it, and then had to borrow my dad's car, take that knucklehead that was with me away.
Fucking knucklehead.
But the next day I had to drive up to so-and-so. I was driving up to Virginia to help a buddy move up to Virginia.
Oh, shit.
Just sore as shit.
Oh.
Yeah. And I had to drive. Load up a truck.
Sitting on that sore ass the whole time.
It wasn't really the ass. Well, I get what you did there. I see. And that old cul-de-sac. Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you get startled, your jaw clenches down. That's an issue, yeah.
Bite it right off.
Mm-mm.
I've been in several wrecks.
That's when you get stabbed in the temple.
How much pressure does it take to sever a penis with your teeth?
I don't think it takes much. I don't think it... you may have to chew a little bit.
How much it takes to like just bite of steak?
Because you can... I mean, you can... Obviously, we know you can chew an ear off, but like you can also just rip an ear off with very little force, apparently. You just snap it off.
Really?
But like, I feel like a penis... I remember that... was it Armin Muse, the cannibal that... he put the classified out in Germany, I think, and the guy came to him to be eaten, essentially. And so the first thing they did was lop off the dude's penis and try to eat that. And they're like, it was very chewy. It was very chewy.
Well, yeah.
So I think it might be kind of hard to actually sever a penis with your teeth.
Like octopus? You got to tenderize it first?
Possibly, yeah.
Should have done that.
A little tentacle. Tenderize that little tentacle.
A little tentacle.
Yeah.
It's got little suckers on the bottom. That'd be a weird feature of a penis.
Not just on the bottom. Over the tip. Anyway, so, I've been in a lot of wrecks. Or several. I won't say a lot. A lot sounds like 100. I haven't been in 100 wrecks.
Sounds like a problem.
Yeah.
Have you been in double digits?
No, I haven't been in double digits. I've been in about
six. Have you been
six?
In more than one hand?
More than one hand? Yeah. I think I've been in six.
Right, well, that's more than one hand.
Yeah.
So many of my wrecks are people turning left in front of me and me smashing into the side of their vehicle or the back quarter panel.
Yeah.
That's happened several times.
I destroyed a young kid's car, rear-ended him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Totaled that little piece of shit.
Oh.
Yeah. I forget what it was.
It's not fun.
No, it was horrible. I was mad as fuck.
Deer, and I've hit several deer, and had deer hit me. Like I've had deer go out of their way to smash into my vehicle.
The only deer that I've hit with. Well, I didn't hit, but it hit me. Yeah, that's the only time I've seen them and heard them out by where we live now. They get hit all the time.
Wait, you're just hearing deer get hit?
Yeah, we heard one the other night.
Oh, I had a crazy experience the other morning. I woke up a little early, so I got up and there were some dishes that needed doing, so I was doing those, and then I heard fucking cat fight under my house in the crawl space.
Oh, shit, man, you get a bunch of cats out of your house.
Well, after this happened, I don't know if Frank ran off the other cat, because Frank's been kind of hit or miss through the winter time. He'll show up about once a week, once every 2 weeks or so, and hang out for a little bit, get some food. Then he's off to do whatever. Probably find a warmer place to sleep than I provide for him.
These fuckers won't let me in, but I get a free meal every now and then.
But yeah, I mean, heard all that racket. Then like 2 days later, Frank just shows back up, and now he's like king of the castle, like laying out on the porch, chilling out, enjoying the warmth.
Yeah, you gotta let people know you can't come up on this porch. Yeah. Frank's porch. That's why I get the kibbles up here. Are you going to steal the other cat too if it comes back?
No. I actually ran. Well, I'm assuming the cat he was fighting with. I ran him out of my yard today. I hope his owner didn't see me drive at it into my front yard and then honk the horn really loud. I mean, I wasn't going to hit this cat, but I just wanted to scare the shit out of it.
You got to be careful going to Revflo's house. You take anything out there, he'll just fucking claim it.
What?
It's mine now. We're on the country, boy.
Yes, Oglethorpe County law, yeah.
Yeah, you pull it in my driveway and I like it. I keep it.
Nobody wants Frank.
You don't know that?
No, he's a shitty cat.
I bet someone is crying because they don't have Frank.
No, he's so loud and obnoxious. He meows some constantly. He wants to be petted. If he's not being petted, he's just like, meow, meow.
I see why y'all get along.
Well, why don't you fucking pet him?
I do. But then you have to stop eventually to fucking do the thing that you're in the yard to do.
Goddamn quitter over here.
You need to get a little, like, a pupusa that you can put him in.
Pupusa?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Mexican dish.
For the poos.
It is.
A pupusa for the poos.
It definitely is. What am I thinking of? A sling thing?
It's just a papoose.
Papoose. There we go.
Yeah, for the poos. A papoose for the poos. Nice.
It does seem like a pupusa would be a good thing to carry a cat around in, yeah. That's my papoosy. Just for my pussy cat.
Yeah, just shove it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just stuff that pussy with some puss.
I do need to do some research about when we need to get his nuts cut off.
Wait. He's not your cat, but you're going to take him to have his nuts
smacked off. Well, we're back at the rebuilding stage now.
You should have done it by now.
I know, but I'm worried that it'll rob him of his vigor and he won't be able to defend himself. Plus, he's going to have a bit of an open wound for a little while. I'm worried to get fucked up at his, I don't know. How quickly do they heal from getting their nuts chopped?
Stop feeding that fucking cat.
I think they're ready to go in like 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have to keep him secure for 24 hours?
They may put one stitch in there that it's one of those dissolvable ones. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah. It's all laser now.
You might just super glue it.
It's all laser now.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
Yeah. Man, what the fuck? You and your fucking cats.
Well, it was weird. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to my wife when we were driving home from something in the evening, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to just keep putting food out if I don't see Frank. Like, I'm going to instill a strict face-to-face contact rule. He's not getting any food unless I actually see him. We hadn't seen him in 2 weeks, and so we get out, and then we just hear some weird-ass noise up under the truck. And I was like, what the fuck, Frank? He just shows up as if he heard the conversation I had with my wife 5 miles up the road. He's just like, oh, yeah? Okay, here I am. Food, please.
Is that how you gotta call him? Frank.
Kitty.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Why do you have to do it in such a silly way?
You don't have to.
It's strange hearing my father and other old men just go, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah.
Why is that the way you call a cat?
They like high-pitched noises.
Really?
Do they?
I call mine by their names, though, so I get...
Mona!
Miss Mona Mittens!
Mona!
You don't use her full name.
Miss Mona Mittens! Jesus Christ. Oh, cats. Yeah.
It's just like, yes?
Meow.
With her tiny head.
Purr.
Does it seem like her head is a half size too small for her body?
I mean, her body is pretty small.
I mean, she's a small cat, but she's got an exceptionally tiny noggin.
I don't actually have to call her anymore either. All I do is click the door lock on my truck and the little boop boop, and she comes running to the to the front door.
That's great.
That was a new thing in Midville this year: remote controlled dog.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what?
One of the guys had a pit mix that he had adopted a while back, and he had one of those collars that it would shock him if he needed to, but he never had to the whole time. But it would make beeping noises, and so it had a certain beep means get the fuck back over here or stop doing whatever you're doing.
Oh.
And he had a little a walkie talkie he was walking around with, and he would no 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 And the dog would come running.
So it was a real dog.
Oh yeah, it was a real big, big wide mouth pit bull. Man, like
that's
a,
not what you said though.
Remote control dog.
Oh, remote control. I thought you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
You said robotic. That's my fault.
No,
not your fault.
No,
not
a
your
robotic
fault.
Dog would be weird as fuck. I
yeah,
wouldn't,
that's
I
why I was like, what
weird.
The fuck?
I'm into it. I do a robotic dog.
Well, okay.
The remote control dog did want to kill the drone though. I don't know if it sensed another that's robot. Cool. And was like, fuck that. Cool. I'm the only robot in these parts.
That tasted good. Wow. Not but bad. For a burp.
Oh, where's my mouse?
It's right here, buddy.
Oh,
here,
shit.
You got to go here, mousey.
Yeah, you got to do the mouse call.
Here, mousey. Jesus Christ. Grown man calling a fucking cat. What is this coming to? Jesus Christ. Is that what y'all do down at fucking Midville? Y'all have cat calls? Who needs the best cat call?
They do have a cat down there that's got a little he's got a Hitler mustache. He's got a little black spot.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's got a name, but everybody calls him Adolf.
Oh my God. I really hope I get the invite. Fucking blow some shit up and fucking see a little Hitler cat.
You can do all of these things in Midville, Georgia. You guys can also follow us on ArmageddonAfterParty.com. You can follow us on AfterPartyPod on the Twitters, the X, if you will. You can follow me, I'm Dick.Loverboy on the Instagrams. And EEJ Higgins is a little squeak. Also on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget Gerald Importante. On the X as well.
Puss.
Hey, guys. Oh, we're back. This is so hard to do. The volume. But
it's fun,
though. Love you guys.
It's fun.
Yeah, but we're happy to be back. It's been a little while. We're sorry about that. We're trying to make it not so long in between the next few.
But we aren't promising.
We're not promising. We got things to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. From the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Leverboy. Say goodnight for the Reverend Plus and Lil Squeak. Say goodnight, boys!
Go, America.